带领住我们大家。
Thank the grace of the Lord to guide all of us and bless all of us.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹这么早就来到教会，
early,
一起来参加灵恩会。
Early in the morning, our brothers and sisters come to the church to attend the Holy Communion today.
啊，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠啊能够领导我们每个人。
May the grace and the blessings of the Lord may be upon all of us.
我们继续来学习约书亚记。
Continue to learn the book of Joshua.
约书亚带领以色列民进到迦南地以后，
And after Joshua has led the Israelites into the land of Canaan,
他们花了七年的时间，然后把迦南地占领下来。
They took 7 years to capture the land of Canaan.
有的人在研究圣经说啊，这个迦南地不能够预表天国。
The people who are studying the Bible, they say that the land of Canaan cannot represent the kingdom of heaven.
因为他们进到迦南地还有征战。
Because when they enter into the land of Canaan, there were still battles.
那难道我们进到天国还要征战吗？
And they said, do we still have to battle when we're in the kingdom of heaven?
其实这样的讲法不正确。
But actually, this kind of theory is not correct.
因为这个预表是部分性、部分的。
Because this kind of prophecy is only just partial.
迦南地可以预表天国。
You could say that the land of Canaan symbolizes the kingdom of heaven.
因为迦南地是神应许给他们立国，让他们得安息之地。
Because land of Canaan is the promised land that God had promised them for them to live and dwell.
所以他们要离开埃及为奴之家。
And that's why they need to leave Egypt.Where they were slaves.
他们经过旷野流浪，啊，失败、软弱、征战的生活。
And they must go through the wilderness where they will face battles and weaknesses of the faith.
啊，最后经过约旦河进到迦南地。
Then crossing the river Jordan, then they enter the land of Canaan.
那这个埃及地就是预表世界。
And land of Egypt means represents the world.
旷野是代表我们属灵天国的历程。
And the wilderness represents this path to the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们信主受洗以后，我们就开始走天国的道路。
And therefore, after we believe and we're baptized, we start to walk on this path of heavenly kingdom.
然后我们就能够见到神所应许的地方。
Then we may enter the promised land.
啊，所以。迦南地是神应许以色列民立国安息的地方。
And therefore, the land of Canaan is the promised land that the Lord has promised for the Israelites.
那这个可以预表天国是神应许让我们享福的地方。
And this can represent that the kingdom of heaven is just the place that God has prepared for us to receive tons of blessings.
我们主要行完天国的道路，我们就能够享受安息。
As long as we have accomplished and finished the path to the heavenly kingdom, then we may receive the rest in the heavenly kingdom.
另外，他们进到迦南地以后啊，还要有征战。
And after they enter the land of Canaan, they still need to go through many battles.
啊，当然这个就不能够预表天国。
And of course, these battles cannot represent.
啊，这个就是要预表教会的生活。
This represents the life that we will face within the church.
所以，预表是一部分的，不是完全的。
So it's only partially that land of Canaan represents the kingdom of heaven.
他们在迦南地要经过七年的征战。
After 7 years of battle and war in the land of Canaan.
啊，能够完全得胜。
Then they may be victorious.
啊，才能够把产业啊得到啊，才让以色列民啊分享。
Then they may receive all the outcomes, the goods of the land, then they may share with all the Israelites.
所以我们在属灵上啊，我们要做基督的精兵。
And therefore, spiritually, we need to be Christian soldiers.
我们也要打美好的仗。
And we need to fight that victorious battle.
所以我们在属灵的征战上能够得胜。
So that in the spiritual battle, we may become victorious.
啊，最后才能够承受属灵的产业。
Then only we may inherit this heavenly kingdom.This inheritance.
新约圣经里面的以弗所书啊，跟旧约的约书亚记有点类似。
In the New Testament, the book of Ephesians is quite similar to the book of Joshua.
以弗所书是谈到教会。
The book of Ephesians talks about the church.
啊，教会怎么来的？啊，教会要做什么
And where does the church come from, and what is the church for?
啊，神借着教会啊，要来拯救人。
And through the church, God will use
His church
to save people.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
And therefore, church is the body of Christ.
啊，神要借着他的智慧能力啊，还有恩典充满整个教会里面。
And the Lord will use His grace and the wisdom and to bless the whole church.
但是神也要借着教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
But at the same time, God will receive His glory from the church.
现在有些人啊，说我们主要传道理，不要传教会。
And there are some people that say, let's preach the gospel, but let's not preach from
what church you're from. 说耶稣是尊贵的，教会是卑贱的。
And to talk about because Lord Jesus Christ is so glorifying and therefore the church is so lowly.
啊，这是似是而非的道理。
And this kind of belief is actually not correct.
因为教会是耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
啊，耶稣要借着教会来拯救人。
And through the church, God will use His church to save all mankind.
因为他要成为教会全体的救主。
Because then he will become the savior to all church.
所以要紧的就是说，你怎么选择神的教会。
And therefore, what's most important for you is to choose what church you want to go to.
因为这个教会跟我们得救有直接关系。
Because this church has direct relationship to either or not will receive salvation.
所以我们对我们自己的教会啊，我们应当有清楚的认识，这是非常荣耀的。
And therefore, it's very important for us to know a lot about our own church. It's something that's of great glory.
以弗所书的第四章到第六章啊，就讲到教会的生活。
In Ephesians chapter 4 to 6, it talks about the life of the church.
啊，最后谈到说啊，我们要在神的面前有能力啊，来打属灵的战争。
And then lastly, in the last part of Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us we need to have strength.And therefore, we may fight the spiritual battle.
因为我们征战的对象不是属血气的。
Because the other person, the other opponent we're fighting is not of the flesh.
是空中属灵气的恶魔。
But it's actually against devil schemes.
所以我们一定要穿戴神所赐给我们的全副的军装。
And therefore, we need to put on the armor of God.
靠着神所赐给我们的刚强大力。
And therefore, with the strength and the power from the Lord,
要拿着圣灵的宝剑
that we need to hold the sword of His, the Holy Spirit,
能够常常祷告啊，我们就能够得胜。
Then we must pray frequently. Then we will be victorious.
所以我们是基督的坚兵啊，要为真道打美好的仗。
Therefore, we are Christian soldiers, and for the truth, we will fight the spiritual battle.
神带领以色列民，他们打过好几次仗。
God has guided the Israelites to fight many battles.
以色列人在打仗跟一般打仗的尝试不太一样。
The way how Israelites fight is actually quite different than how the others fight their battles.
所以这是我们打属灵战争的一种效法的榜样。
And this is a role model of how we should fight our spiritual battle.
啊，有时候在一般人的尝试里面认为说这好像是在开玩笑嘛，这怎么打仗？
And in people's common sense knowledge, they think this must be a joke because how could we actually go into battle?
但是神就借着这样的方法让他们得胜。
But actually, these Israelites, when they think like this, then God actually lets them be victorious in their battles.
啊，所以我们来看这个神怎么带领他们啊，占领了耶利哥城。
So let's see how God guided them to capture the city of Jericho.
我们看耶稣雅记六章第一节。耶稣雅记六章第一节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6 verse 1.
六章一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
耶利哥的城门因为以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。第二节
Verse 2，
神晓谕耶稣雅说，看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手里。这是他们所要攻占的第一座城。
And this is the first city that they need to capture.
那这个耶利哥城啊，城很高大，很坚固。
And the walls of the city of Jericho were very high, and the walls were very sturdy.
啊，迦南人啊，他们很会打仗。
And the Canaanites, they really know how to fight battles.
所以对以色列人来讲啊，要攻取迦南地的各城， 也是相当的艰难。
And therefore, for the Israelites to capture each city that's in the land of Canaan, it's actually very difficult.
啊，那是因为神曾经在埃及地啊，为以色列人行了很多的神迹。
But it's because the Lord Jesus Christ has shown many miracles and signs of wonder, that the Lord has in the land of Egypt.
神也帮助他们在河东地啊，战胜了两个强大的王。
And at the river, they had also captured two kings.
啊，所以迦南地的人呐、啊，听到以色列人呐、啊，他们就感到很紧张。
And therefore, when the Canaanites heard about the Israelites, they were actually very frightened.
所以很自然的，他们就做好各样防备的工作。
So naturally, they have held up whatever they could to protect themselves.
所以那个城墙很坚固。
And therefore, their walls were very sturdy.
城门啊，关得很紧呐、啊。
And the door to the city of Jericho was tightly shut.
啊，没有人在那里出入，所以你要攻打这个城不容易。
And therefore, no one went out and no one went in. Therefore, for you to capture and to fight the city was very difficult.
那这个城啊，如果没有攻下来啊，以后以色列人在迦南地啊就很难进攻。
But if you do not capture this city, then the Israelites, it's hard for them to capture all the other cities in the land of Canaan.
因为这个会影响到他们整个士气。
Because this will disrupt the way how they present themselves to
the other cities. 啊，耶稣啊，面对这样的征战啊，他可能压力也很大。
And of course, when Joshua was faced with this kind of battle, I'm sure he has lots of pressure.
所以在第五章后面的地方说到耶稣啊，就一直向着这个城一直在观看。
And in chapter 5, there tells us that Joshua kept on looking at the city of Jericho.
啊，当他感到很紧张、压力很大的时候，神主动出现来帮助他。
And when he felt so much pressured, God appeared to Joshua.
所以他就看到一个人呐、啊、站在那里。
And therefore, Joshua saw this man standing there.
啊，手里有刀拔出来。
And in his hand, he had a sword.
耶稣也就跑去问他说：“你是帮助我们，还是帮助我们的敌人？”
And therefore, Joshua went up and asked this man, "Are you here to help the enemy, or are you here to help us?"
他说：“不是，我不是做帮助者，我是来做神军队的元帅。”
And this man said, "I am not here to help any side, but I'm here to lead the Christian soldiers, and I'm the general."
耶稣也以为说他是元帅啊，他是在带领以色列军队打仗的。
And Joshua thought, because this is the commander of the Christian soldiers, and therefore he thinks that he's going to lead the Israelites to battle.
神显现让他知道，神才是以色列军队的元帅。
And this is because God showed himself to Joshua that only God is the commander of the Israelites.
所以耶稣也知道他属是神的仆人。
And therefore, Joshua knew that he was only merely a servant of the
Lord. 所以表面上虽然是以色列人跟迦南人在打。
And even though on the outside, it might seem as if it's the Israelites fighting the Canaanites.
实际上这种属灵的征战是神亲自带领在征战。
But actually, this kind of spiritual battle, God is the commander and he guides all of this.
神做军队的元帅，做统治者。
And the Lord is the commander of the army.
所以耶稣也就伏在地上向他下拜。
And therefore Joshua knelt down and face down to the ground in reverence.
说我是一个仆人，主啊，你有什么吩咐？
And he says, what message does my Lord have for his servant?
神对他说，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为这是圣地。
And therefore the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals for this place where you're standing is holy.
所以让我们知道说啊，这种属灵的征战是神在带领。
And this tells us and lets us understand that the spiritual battle is guided by God.
所以保罗说啊，耶稣基督是我们的大元帅。
And therefore, Paul says that the Lord Jesus Christ is our commander of the army.
我们在他的带领之下来打属灵的战争，我们才能够靠着他来得胜。
And only when we fight the spiritual battle with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we may be victorious.
所以我们看到以后的战争啊，都是神主是耶稣亚做怎么打
And we can see the battles that are coming in the future for Joshua. It's always the Lord guiding Joshua how to fight the battle.
耶稣也就照着神的吩咐来征战就得胜。
And Joshua's role is only to follow the instructions guided by God, and therefore he could be victorious.
并且在征战当中啊,
and during the time when they're in battle,
因为神亲自作战,
and because the Lord is with them during the battle,
有时候用天上的万象,
sometimes they use the heavenly skies,
有时候天使天兵帮助他们打仗,
and sometimes these angels from heaven, they will be sent down to help them fight the battle.
所以有时候神借着兵包来攻击敌人,
and sometimes the Lord will use different soldiers to attack their army.
说被冰雹打死的人啊, 比以色列杀的还多。
Sorry, they will use hail to attack the enemy, and there's more enemy that's died from the hail than the ones that Israelite killed.
有时候为了让以色列人能够得到全胜,
and in order for the Israelites, sometimes for them to win the battle, the
strife, 神都可以让日夜停止。
The Lord can stop the change how the moon and the sun.
所以神才是军队的元帅啊, 他动用一切的所有属他的东西来帮助以色列人打仗。
And therefore the Lord is the commander of the Israelites' army, and only with the Lord then they will be victorious.
我们今天在从事圣工啊, 也是一样。
Today when we're doing the holy work of the Lord, it's the same.
啊, 神才是我们的元帅。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ is our commander.
保罗他蒙主选召以后,
after Paul was chosen by the Lord,
他第一个就问主啊, 你是谁?
The first thing Paul asked was, Lord, who are you?
然后问说, 主啊, 你要我做什么?
And the next thing he asked was, Lord, what would you like me to do?
我想这也是我们每一个人啊, 应当有的认识。
And I believe this is something that we must all come to understanding.
这里面说我们要竭力追求认识神。
Here it tells us that we must pursue after the Lord.
啊, 我们只是神的儿女, 神的仆人。
And we have to understand we are only the children and the servant of the Lord.
我们要晓得说, 神要我们做什么。
We have to know what is the will of the Lord for us to do.
所以不是说我想做这个, 我想要那个。
And therefore, it's not for us to think, this is what I want to do, and this is what I
want. 我们要去寻求查验神的旨意。
Therefore, we need to pursue and we need to find out what is the will of the Lord.
还要在属灵的悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And within the spiritual realm, we must understand what is spiritually God wants us and what is His will for us.
所以不是按照你的意思，不是按照我的意思。
Therefore, it's not according to your own will or my own will.
而是要去查验神要我们做什么。
But it's actually to examine and to find out what is it that God wants us to do.
每一个人都要以主的心为心。
And everyone's heart must follow the heart of the Lord.
既然每一个人都 以神的旨意为我们要努力的目标。
And if all of us pursue after the will of the Lord as our goal,
啊, 这个教会怎么会不团结不同心呢?
How could you say, or how could we even see unity within the church?
因为往往就是我们个人的意见太强。
It's often because your own personal preference or your
每一个人都想做元帅。
Everyone wants to be the commander.
但是不敢。 伏在神的面前,
but yet they were not willing to fall face down to the ground in front of the Lord.
主耶稣到迦拿, 啊, 参加一个婚宴,
when Jesus Christ was in Cana for a wedding,
宴席当中啊, 他们没有酒了,
and during the wedding banquet there was no more wine.
啊, 这个对主人来讲, 对宾客来讲都是, 啊, 因为好像让他们喜乐啊, 就终止掉了。
And this to the guests, it actually means that there's no more joy.
其实这个不是叫我们说可以去喝酒啊, 而是从这个让我们有一些属灵上的教训。
This does not mean that we can just go out and drink lots of wine, but this actually is a spiritual teaching.
婚姻的宴席啊, 这代表我们家庭的生活。
Wedding banquet represents our life in our family.
在我们生活当中啊, 难免都有说一到酒失掉的时候啊, 就是失掉欢乐的时候。
And within our family life, sometimes the wine runs out, which means that this wine represents joy.
那我们怎么解决这个问题?
How can we go about to solve this problem?
说要让耶稣在这个婚姻的筵席上面。
And therefore, Jesus Christ, when he was at this wedding banquet.
主耶稣要做我们这个家庭的主人。
And Jesus Christ will be the master of our household.
困难当中啊，像玛利亚会找耶稣。
In times of hardship, just like Mary, she would go and to seek the Lord.
把我们的困难告诉他。
And for us to tell the Lord what is our troubles.
虽然主耶稣当时没有马上答应。
And even though at that time, the Lord Jesus Christ did not immediately agree.
但是玛利亚对仆人说。
But Mary told the servant this.
说他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Mary told the servant that whatever he tells you, go and do.
后来主耶稣告诉仆人说，你们把那个水缸的水倒满。
Then Jesus told the servant, put all the jars and fill it with water.
然后把它舀出来送到筵席上。
Then take it out and serve it to the people in the wedding banquet.
结果那个淡淡的白水都变成芬香的美酒。
And those water that were once in the jar, they all became very rich wine.
结果他们说，你们怎么把这个好酒留到现在？
And then the people at the wedding banquet then said, how could you save this precious rich wine until the very end?
因为众人不晓得那个是水。
Because the congregation, the people that were at the banquet did not understand that this was actually wine. 若
有主跟我们同在的生活啊，就是淡淡的水，平凡的生活当中都可以产生芬香的生活。
So when we have the Lord in our life, when it's just so simple, this water, it could still make us feel like it's this rich wine.
但是要有这样的生活，就是主耶稣叫你做什么，你就做什么。
And for us to have this kind of life, then we must follow in whatever Jesus Christ's will and his teaching is.
所以我们在我们生活当中，我们的侍奉当中啊，凡事都要尊主为大。
So in our daily life and in our servitude for the Lord, we need to see God as our greatest.
这个耶利哥城很坚固，而且很丰富。
And this city of Jericho was actually the walls were very strong.
我们看到它里面金银铜铁各样的物产相当丰富。
And within the city, it was full of wealth.
还有很多的牲畜牛羊。
It also had a lot of livestock.
但是虽然是一个很丰富的地方，却是一个充满罪恶的地方。
And even though this was a city of great abundance of materialistic things, but it's also a great city that's full of sin.
两个探子一进去啊，碰到的就是一个妓女。
The first thing the spies went in, they saw a prostitute.
因为迦南人啊，他们拜偶像很厉害。
Because the Canaanites, they were idol worshippers.
拜偶像跟淫乱都有直接关系。
And when you are an idol worshipper, then you become very sinful in your
action. 因为偶像庙里面养了很多的妙计。
Because when in the idol worshipping temples, there's a lot of people that work for these idols.
另外一个就是他们很残忍。
And the next thing is that they were very cruel people.
要拜他们偶像，还要把那个孩子活活的烧给偶像。
And in order to worship their idol, you have to sacrifice young babies.
所以有时候有的人会说，为什么神要把这些人都杀掉，把他们灭掉？
And some people may ask, why is the Lord so cruel to kill all these people?
因为他们的罪恶满盈啊。
It's because they're so sinful.
神造人啊，有一个目的就是让我们治理大地。
The purpose of the Lord creating human beings is so that we may take care of the land.
但是因为人的罪恶很重人就失掉神造人的目的。
And because the sin of man was great, and therefore it has lost the purpose of the creation of man.
像挪亚的世代，像索多玛城。
It's just like in Noah's time, the city of Sodom.
因为罪重所以神就要把他们，神是公义的神所以神就要把这些人除掉。
And because God was a righteous God and the city was so sinful, therefore God had to destroy the city.
这个耶利哥城是一个罪恶城。
And the city of Jericho was also a city of sin.
虽然表面上看起来很富士很繁华。
Even though on the outside it may seem it's so wealthy.
但是那里面说有那个示拿来的一些东西，示拿就是巴比伦。
And but within the city, there were a lot of things from Babylon.
神说那些东西都是要当灭的。
And all these things, the Lord says you must destroy.
所以圣经里面常常用这个耶利哥代表罪恶城。
And therefore, the Bible often describes and represents the city of Jericho as a city of sin.
啊，主耶稣也曾经讲过说啊，有一个人从耶路撒冷要下到耶利哥去。
And Jesus Christ also used in the parable that there was a man that was going to go from Jerusalem to the city of Jericho.
啊，在路上被一个强盗打得半死。
And halfway there, he was beaten, half dead by a robber.
啊，说祭司跟利未人都没有办法救他。
And even the priest and the Levi were not able to help him when they saw
him. 最后是一个撒玛利亚人呐，啊，来帮助他。
And in the end, it was a Samaritan that had helped his.
啊，这个故事是啊，比喻说一个人从圣城啊，耶路撒冷是圣城拜神的地方。
And the story tells us that from the city of Jericho, from Jerusalem, which is a holy city.
啊，在灵性上堕落啦，趋向肉体，趋向世界啦。
And that this man has become weakened spiritually, and therefore he now is compassionate to his flesh. And he enters into sin, which is the city of Jericho.
但是我们在信仰上，我们也要防备啊，不要让世界上的一些罪恶来引诱我们。
And therefore, in our faith, we need to protect ourselves from sin's temptations.
因为这个世界充满了很多的罪恶、试探跟引诱。
Because this world is so full of sin and temptation.
啊，所以我们一定要战胜这个耶利哥城。
And therefore, we must overcome and to capture the city of Jericho.
那这个耶利哥城，另外也可以预表我们人的心呢。
The city of Jericho can also represent our human's heart.
因为我们人往往有时候有一些软弱。
And men, often we have weaknesses.
那人很自然都有一种防备的心理。
And naturally we will have this self-defense.
啊，所以有时候很怕人家知道我们的软弱，啊，造成对我们的伤害。
And we're afraid that others may know about our weakness because letting them know will actually make us harm.
所以很容易我们就会筑起一道墙。
And therefore, very easily we'll start to form this wall.
啊，来保护我们自己。
To protect ourselves.
所以很怕说我们的软弱、我们的缺点啊，让人知道了。
Because we're very afraid to show our weaknesses to other people.
啊，有时候我们因为啊，有这种软弱，我们自己把自己就封闭起来啊，有时候就不跟人家来往。
And because we have these kind of weakness, therefore we just surround ourselves with this wall, and we decide to cut ourselves off from other people, and therefore we don't have relationships with them.
那这很自然的一种人自我防卫的一种心理。
And this is actually a very natural self-defense of human being.
啊，好像那个刺猬哦，一种小动物啊，啊，身上很多刺。
It's just like a porcupine.
好。啊，有时候他遇到人靠近了，他那个刺猬那个刺就张起来了。
And when something or someone goes near this porcupine, then all the needle on this porcupine will become really sharp.
有的人呢、啊，为着防卫自己也是一样。
Sometimes when human beings they want to protect themselves, it's like so.
当他的软弱缺点呢、啊，让人知道了以后，他有时候就防卫啊，就变成要攻击别人。
And when the weakness of themselves is known by other people, then they will begin to protect themselves by attacking others.
这是人心中的耶利哥啦。
And this is the city of Jericho in human beings.
有时候我们在做圣公传福音呐、啊，也在传福音呐、啊，好像也是在攻打耶利哥一样。
Sometimes when we're preaching the gospel, it's just like we're attacking the city of Jericho.
我们要把道理啊，要传给对方。
For us to preach the gospel to the other person.
啊，有时候你说你这个不对，那个不对啊，他一下子就有一个防范的心理，就筑起一道墙。
And when we start to say this belief of yours is not right, that's not correct, then they start to have this thick wall against you and them.
所以有时候你道理再好，再要跟他讲，他因为筑一道墙，他已经听不进去了。
And even though sometimes you have great testimonies and gospel to preach to them, but because they already have this wall, just like city of Jericho, you cannot enter in.
所以保罗说啊，我们在做圣工啊，我们要在神面前有能力。
And therefore Paul tells us, for us to do the holy work of the Lord, we need to have the strength from the Lord.
啊，能够把人这个心中的这一道墙啊，把它攻破。
And only then you make break this wall between human.
啊， 让借着圣灵让他的心软化下来
and this wall that's in their hearts through with the Holy Spirit
然后才可以把真道的种子啊栽种在他的心里面
and only then you may plant the seed of the truth of the gospel into their hearts
所以这种工程啊都跟我们的灵修跟我们侍奉传福音都有关系
and capturing a city all has to do a lot with the way of our servitude and the preaching of our gospel
我们有一个在美国有一个传道啊叫做 Vudi
and there's a Pastor Vudi that's in the States
因为他住在比加州可能比较有多的机会会来我们这边
and because he lives in North California and therefore he has probably a higher chance of coming to Vancouver
啊，我们可能听过他信主的一些经历
and I'm sure you've heard of how he came to believe in the Lord
还有他怎样把福音传给他的家人
and how he preached the gospel to his family
啊，其实他的养父为信主啊，这也是神很大的恩典
and his foster parents they have not yet come to believe in the Lord
因为他是在本来柬埔寨啊战乱的时候啊逃到泰国啊美国政府把他们接到美国来
because his because he was actually a refugee that came from Cambodia and therefore the United States they accepted them
啊，所以离开家乡啊什么东西都没有办法带所以来到美国很穷
and because they left their homeland therefore when they came to the States they were very poor they were left with nothing
他大概在九岁的时候啊
and when he was 9 years old
啊，学校带他们要去博物馆
And when the school was going to take them to the museum,
一个学生啊交5块钱，但是他交不起。
And each child have to pay $5 to go to the museum, but because he had no money.
那所以在街上逛啊。
And so he was just wandering around and roaming around.
他们家附近有一个公司。
And near his house there was this company.
他就跑进去对那个老板说。
And he went in and told the owner of that company.
老板，我是不是可以帮你工作？你给我钱。
And he told the owner of the company, he said, "Can I work for you? And you give me some money."
那个老板说好啊。
And that company said, "Okay."
你每天啊来帮我倒垃圾。
Every day you come and take out the trash.
啊，然后我给你钱。
And I'll give you money.
啊，所以他就开始去帮老板。啊，倒垃圾。
So every day he would go and take out the trash for that company and for the company.
啊，那个老板是意大利人。
And this owner of the company was actually Italian.
啊，老板娘是希腊人。
And the owner's wife is a Greek.
啊，他们没有孩子。
And they didn't have a child.
啊，所以过来一段时间以后。
And after a while.
啊，他就跟老板讲。
And then he told the owner this.
老板，我可以不可以做你的儿子？
He told the owner, "Can I be your son?"
老板说啊，你爸爸妈妈会同意吗
？And this owner of the company said, "Will your parents agree?"
他说大概没有问题啦，我回去问我爸爸妈妈。
And he says, "I don't think that will be a problem. I'll go home and ask my parents."
啊，妈妈没有反对啊。
And the mom actually didn't refuse.
所以他就搬到他老板的家去住。
So he then moved to this, the owner of the company.
啊，老板就正式收纳啊，他为他的养子。
Then officially, this owner of the company then made him his foster son.
啊，这个老板呢，因为家里很富有啊，啊，所以帮助他，让他求学，生活上啊变得很富足。
And because this man, he was very rich, and therefore it helped him in his pursuit after education and everything.
啊，到了大学毕业以后再工作。
And after he graduated from university and he was working.
因为跟我们教会的信徒啊啊同在一起工作。
And because a co-worker was a true Jesus Church believer.
啊，教会的姐妹就带他说：“你来参加我们the家庭礼拜。”
And therefore, the sister then told him, "Why don't you just come to our family service?"
啊，第一次来的时候啊，来的时候我先说大家都很好，但是祷告不习惯。
And the first time he came, he thought, well, everyone's very nice, but he's really not used to the prayer.
所以他就说，我以后不要再去了。
So he decided, I'm never going to go again.
啊，但是下个礼拜啊，要聚会的时候。
And next week during service time.
啊，因为那一天呢、啊，可能大家有什么事，所以时间就晚一点。
And it's because during that day, maybe everyone had something to do, so the time for the service was a little bit later.
本来他想说，我不要去，所以我就躲到电影院去。
And so he thought to himself, I don't want to go, so he'll just go to the movie theater.
结果看完电影回来，电话来了。
And after he finished the movie, he got home, a phone rang.
他说，你过来跟我们一起聚会，我们还要吃晚餐。
And the phone rang, and it said, the sister said, come and have service with us, we're going to have dinner.
结果那一天晚上，因为大家晚一点啦，啊，结果，啊，他后来他也来了。
And because everyone started service late, and therefore, he then came.
啊，慢慢的慕道一段时间，他又得圣灵，明白道理。
And after truth seeking for a certain period of time, he then received the Holy Spirit and he understood
the truth. 后来信主啊，跟他的太太在教会里面结婚。
And when he came to believe in the Lord, he and his wife were married within the church.
他要受洗的时候，他的养父母竭力反对。
And when he was going to be baptized, his foster parents actually refused.
啊，因为他们从小跟他养大。
Because they had brought him up from young.
带到他们的教会去。
And brought him to their church.
怎么现在你要跑到一个中国人的教会？
And they thought that why are you going to a Chinese church?
说你如果去受洗的话，我们就跟你断绝父母亲的跟儿子的关系。
And therefore, his foster parents told them that if you go and be baptized in that church, then we will cut you off and we will no longer be your parents.
但是他们觉得说这个道理是正确的，还是很勇敢就受洗。
But because the couple, they thought, because this truth is so true, and therefore they were have courage to be baptized.
养父母以后不跟他们住在一起。
And therefore, their foster parent didn't live with them in the future.
所以他回去以后啊，去见他的养父母，他们不开门。
And therefore, in the beginning, when they were baptized and they wanted to go back to see their foster parents, the foster parents wouldn't open the door for them.
但是他们还是不灰心啊，继续的去拜访他们。
But they did not lose heart. They continued to go and to see them.
后来他的养父啊，生重病。
And after a while, the foster father actually had great illness.
有血液的毛病，还有身上长肿瘤。
And he had tumor in his body.
那个时候啊，他们为着把道理传给他的家人。
And at that time, because they wanted to preach the gospel to their family.
所以特别把他们接到家里来照顾。
So they took their parents into their home to take care of them.
但是每一次跟他们要讲道理的时候，他们养父母就说，你不要讲。
And every time when they were going to preach the gospel to them, the foster parent would tell them, don't talk.
那养父说啊，我们意大利人，我们都是天主教徒。
And the foster dad said, we are Italians, we're all Catholics.
我道理比你懂得多。
I'm sure I know more gospel, more truth than you.
啊，养母是希腊教的。
And because the mother, the foster mother,
他们又盖了很大的礼拜堂。
And they have beautiful Greek Orthodox
churches. 啊，他们家里好多人是神职人员。
And many people in the foster mom's family were actually people that were working in church.
当然你要跟他讲道理，他一下就说你不必讲了，把门就关起来了。
And when he was trying to preach to them, the mother would say, "Don't need to talk to me about this," and she'll close the door.
但是不断的为他的家人祷告。
But he would continue to pray for his family.
有一次他这个养父啊病很重。
There was one time his foster dad was very ill.
啊，到加护病房。
And went to the ICU.
啊，很痛苦啊，身上很痛。
And he was feeling a lot of pain in his body.
母弟就握着他的手祷告。
And Pastor Rudy held on to his father's foster dad's hand and prayed.
后来他的养父会慢慢改变啊，对我们教会有好印象。
And bit by bit, and step by step, the foster dad started to change his views.
那个时候他就说啊。
At that time, he said.
当这个母弟跟他握着手在祷告的时候。
When Pastor Rudy was holding on to his hand and praying,
有一股非常温暖的感觉一直进到他身体。
There's this very comfortable and warm feeling kept on entering into his body.
本来他身上是很痛很难过的。
And in the beginning, his body felt so uneasy.
但是他觉得很平安，他很喜乐。
But when that feeling came into his heart, he felt so joyful.
啊，那个痛苦就消失掉。
And then that pain just disappeared.
这是他第一次的感觉。
And this is his first encounter.
啊，帮他祷告的时候，他这样的感觉。
His first experience when he prayed.
所以他觉得说，哎，这个很奇怪。
So he thought, this is very strange.
后来有一次啊，他在病床上。
And there was another time when he was in the hospital bed.
啊，突然间啊，一直大叫。
All of a sudden, he started to scream.
啊，叫他的太太说：“你赶快走，赶快走。”
He screamed and told his wife, "Go away, go."
阿母弟在院子啊，一直叫说：“叫母弟赶快进来。”
And then he kept on saying, "Tell Vudi to come in."
阿母弟就跪在旁边啊，祷告让他养父啊，让他父亲安静下来。
And Vudi would kneel beside his dad, and he would pray so that his dad would calm down.
啊，然后就问他说：“到底发生什么事情？”
Then he asked the dad what happened.
他说：“那个时候他看到一群人。”
He said at that time he saw a whole bunch of people.
啊，往前面一直走。
They kept on walking.
啊，他看到那个高高的地方啊，有很多人穿白衣服在那边唱诗，很快乐。
And he saw up high above there were a whole bunch of people in white, and they were singing. They were very joyful.
啊，但是那些人啊，一直走都没有办法走到上面去，一直走走到前面就掉到一个深谷啊。
And those people who were kept on walking forward, they couldn't get up to the high place. Instead, they were falling into off this cliff.
所以他很怕，他太太也跟着人家掉下去，说赶快走，赶快跑离开了。
And therefore, he was so afraid that his wife would be the ones that are falling down the cliff. So he kept on telling his wife, "Go, go back."
啊，然后叫武帝进来。
And he told Vudi to come in.
啊，那个时候他就觉得说，哎，好像不太一样。这些人怎么一直走都没有办法走到天上上面那个地方？
And he started to see that why are these people so different? They kept on walking forward, but they're not able to enter that highly place.
他说他本来不怕死的。
He said in the beginning he was not afraid of death.
曾经有人要抢他东西呀、啊，把枪顶住他的额头，他都不怕。
He said there was in the past that there were people to rob his store, and they had a gun point at his head, but he was not afraid.
但是后来呀、啊，他开始怕。
But it was only later that he started to fear
death. 因为他不知道说死掉要到哪里去。
Because he does not know where he will be after he dies.
医生跟他讲说他再过几天就会死掉了。
The doctor told him that after a few more days you will pass away.
那个时候他看到魔鬼跟主耶稣出现。
And that time he saw Satan appeared with Jesus.
他一直想说我信耶稣啊，我是天主教徒啊。
And he thought to himself, I believe in Jesus, I am a Catholic.
啊，但是他说啊，一直叫耶稣，耶稣都不理他。
But he kept on calling to Jesus, but Jesus did not even listen to him.
啊，好像魔鬼一直要把他拉走。
It seems as if Satan is trying to pull him away.
所以那个时候他对他死掉以后要到哪里去啊，就感到恐惧。
And therefore it was only then he started to fear where he will be going after he dies.
啊，后来啊，跟他讲道理，他就慢慢听，慢慢要接受。
Then he was willing to listen to Vudi when he was preaching to the gospel.
但是要受洗的过程当中啊，也遇到很多困难。
And of course, during the process of when he was going to be baptized, there were a lot of trouble.
有几次啊，联络好了要受洗了啊，结果突然间他又进到加护病房。
And there are a couple of times when they have arranged baptism for him, but then right away he had to be sent into the ICU.
啊，所以好几次都没有受洗成。
So many times he was not able to be baptized.
啊，后来他就跟传道问呐、啊。
Then he asked the pastor this.
那、啊、你们说要到那个河里面去洗礼呀、啊、
？You say that we have to go into the river for baptism.
医生说你病很重，你进到水里面，那水很脏啊，被细菌感染，你一定会死掉。
And the doctor said that if you're very sick and very ill, if you go into the water is very filthy, you will die.
所以他心就开始犹豫。
So he started to have doubts.
后来他问传道说，我可以不可以到那个水坝底下，那个水比较干净，在那里洗。
And therefore he asked the pastor, can I go to the place where it's under the dam and this water that's there, because the water there is cleaner.
传道说不可以。
And the pastor said no.
因为那个是死水，那不是活水。
Because water that's in the dam is not the live water, flowing water, so we can't do it.
哦，感谢主啊！到最后的时候啊，他就下决心，好，我就到河里面、海里面去洗礼。
And therefore, in the end, he decided that he has made a determination. He will be baptized in the river and the sea.
所以武帝啊，那就扶着他，啊。进到水里面去。
So Vudi held on to his father and walked into the water.
洗礼完了以后，回来在教会里面办圣餐、洗脚礼。
And after he was baptized, he came back to the church for Holy Communion and also foot washing.
从那个时候开始啊，他星期六下午就来聚会。
And from that day on, he would come for service on Sabbath day.
感谢主啊，他那个时候啊，真的神让他活一段时间啊，他很快活。
Thank the grace of the Lord, the remainder time that he was alive in the world, he was actually very
joyful. 有一次刚好到那个波士顿去。
And there was a time that I was in Boston.
要聚会之前呢，有一个姐妹跟我讲说，这个是谁？她生病，要特别为她祷告。
And before I was there, the sister told me that, told me directly, this person is, and he must pray for him. And he was sitting very right in the front.
我说我跟他打个招呼，我就上台了。
And I just said hi to him, and then I went to the pulpit.
讲完道理以后，就勉励大家祷告咯。
And after sermon, then we kneel down and pray.
我说我们要把心门打开。
And before I prayed, we encouraged everyone that you must open the heart.
让耶稣进到我们里面来。
So that the Lord Jesus Christ may enter into our heart.
那个时候，他整个人就一直很，好像很激动这样。
And at that time, he just started to shake, and he was becoming, as if
really aggressive. 姐妹坐在旁边。
And there was a sister sitting beside him.
说你会冷吗？你会冷吗？
Kept asking him, "Are you cold?"
他说不是，不是。
He said no.
他说主耶稣来了，主耶稣来了。
And he kept on saying, "Jesus Christ is here."
那看到前面有一道门。
He saw in the front of the chapel there was a door.
那个门就打开了。
And that door opened.
主耶稣就进来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ walked right in.
来到他的面前就跟他按手。
And came right before him and laid hands on him.
所以他就很激动。
And he started to be very excited.
所以他就说，哇，这真是神同在的教会。
And therefore he kept on telling himself that this is the church that God's with God's abidance.
那一天聚会完以后，我们到他家。
And after that day service, we went to his house.
他就一直讲到，哇，神怎么带领他这个到这个教会来。
And he kept on telling me about how God lead him to come to this church.
他就说现在我离开世间，我已经不怕了啦。
He then said, now if I have to depart from this world, I'm no longer afraid.
所以他就在那安排呢。
So he was arranging.
我要在教会里面举行丧礼。
I want to have my funeral in the church.
我要请谁帮我施行。
And I want so-and-so to conduct.
我要唱哪一首诗。
And this is the hymn that I'm going to sing on my funeral.
我们看起来他对死已经没有惧怕。
You can really tell that he no longer had fear of his death.
过来一段时间以后主耶稣召他回家。
And after a short while, the Lord Jesus Christ called him back to his heavenly
home. 我们波士顿教会的礼拜堂不大。
And the chapel in Boston Church is actually very small.
不是长得很可爱呢，小小的。
It's very cute.
他们外教会听他天主教徒，还有他太太是一个希腊教的，他们礼拜堂都很大。
And because he was a Catholic and his wife was,
他们亲戚很多
And they had tons of relatives.
后来他们都觉得很奇怪。
And their chapel was always so beautiful, and therefore the relatives.
那怎么会跑到真耶稣教会来
？And they asked, "Why would you want to come to True Jesus Church?"
怎么会在真耶稣教会里面举行丧礼
？And why would you even want to have a funeral in the church?
但是因为他在这里体会到神。
But it's because it was here in True Jesus Church.
因为他真正领受了救恩。
And therefore he received true salvation.
所以他一直跟他的家人交代说。这个就是我的教会。
So he kept on telling all his relatives and his family, "This is my church."
因为他在这里找到神。
Because it was there that he received and found Lord.
所以有时候我们在传福音虽然遇到很多很多的困难。
And sometimes when we're preaching gospel, we might face a lot of trouble.
但是神亲自帮助把这个心门打开福音的种子就进了。
But the Lord will help us and guide us and open this door to the hearts, and therefore you can plant the seed.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in one accord.